And here in our resident chef, Kathy Gunst, always wants to know what's in season, what's locally grown and caught, and what's making its way into the food chain and the stores and the farmers markets. And lucky for us, she's decided to do some research. She joins us in the studio. I'm going to tweet this out, Kathy. It is gorgeous.
Tweet it, Robin.
It's beautiful what you've brought in.
Well, Kathy, you today have a theme to what you're doing, as you usually do. And today you want to talk to us about seasonal food in four regions of the country.
Yeah. I mean, I'm always focused on that. But this time of year, it's exciting because there are actually foods coming out of the ground all over the country.
Well, let's start with Maine, because that is where you are from. And you've brought us something that has to do with Maine here today.
I did. And it's going to sound a little boring at first. It's radishes. They're one of the very first things to pop up in the garden and in farmers markets. But they're really not boring. At this time of year, they're juicy and peppery. They taste like spring. And I made something so simple to show them off. It's a French-style baguette slice, you know, French bread, with really good butter and radish slices, and then very good coarse sea salt. This is a recipe that has four ingredients. Oh, there's a tiny bit of slivered basil. So they have to be the best ingredients. And you really want to just highlight that peppery, juicy radish, right? And I like to look for them when they're small. And I also love French breakfast radishes.
I was just in Portland, Oregon, by the way, where there was a restaurant that we went to that had a salad that was sort of based around the radish, and it was amazing.
Radishes can be roasted and stir-fried, but raw, they really shine.
Excuse me, you two. I've been eating and tweeting.
I was wondering where you were.
Well, there's also this salad here, and you've got something new to me in this salad.
This salad is really interesting. These are cactus pads, or nopales, and this is a recipe. I reached out to food photographer and cookbook author Jackie Alpers. She lives in Tucson, Arizona, and she says it's late spring. The cactus pads are best harvested when they're young, less than 8 inches long.
Wait, cactus
yes,
pads?
Yes, like the things with the prickers on them.
Like the hand, of the cactus, right? Exactly.
Yeah. The thing you always stay away from because it's going to hurt you. So they're delicious. They're slimy. And they are – just taste that little piece of green. It looks like a cooked green pepper or green bean there. Super lemony. So this is a great salad. You cut – the nopales, the cactus pads come already – I don't know what the term is for the pricker, so pardon my French.
Keep going. Move on. Okay.
Move on. Those are taken off, and you cut them into cubes, and then you just cook them in a skillet. And this slimy substance comes out, and then it's reabsorbed. And it sounds kind of gross, and they're fabulous. This is a wonderful chopped salad with romaine and cucumber and cilantro and scallion and avocado with a very limey salad dressing.
Okay. There's something on this plate that scares me a little bit.
it's
one of these shrimp with like the whole body on them and eyes.
Okay, let me tell you about
which
this.
Which region are we talking about
here? This is Seattle. Okay. This comes from Jess Thompson, a blogger and cookbook author. These are called spot prawns. They have a 6 week long season. They are extremely rare and really special. Now, I live in Maine and I'm a huge fan of lobster. I mean, people are, oh, you got to taste our crab. You got to taste our shrimp. No, it's lobster. Taste this thing.
Okay.
So the idea, she says, the cool thing about eating spot prawns is how you eat them. She said, normally they come shelled, but she said, just take it in your mouth and suck on the shell and eat that meat. Oh, come on, guys.
I'm documenting
photographing Jeremy as he sticks the entire prawn. They are so, so sweet. And they are in season now, and they are sold while they're alive. Like
I didn't
lobsters.
Do what you said. But
what?
I tasted it. It was delicious.
Isn't that good?
But
and that's in a
sucking on the
thing
shrimp.
This is a live event. You got to dive in, Jeremy. Come on. The world's falling apart.
Let's
we
talk about this
these.
Dessert. Where's this from?
This is from the Midwest.
What is this?
This is rhubarb, and this is a German cake, and I don't think I'm going to say it right, but I'll practice. Kuchen. It's a rhubarb kuchen with an almond meringue. This is from Peggy Wolf, who lives north of Chicago. She writes for the Chicago Tribune and wrote a book called Fried Walleye and Cherry Pie. And again, there's all kinds of foods that are ripe and in season in the Midwest right now, but the rhubarb is spectacular. This is an incredibly simple cake that I fell in love with. It's a simple cake batter, and you just push pieces of raw rhubarb down. While it's baking, you whip up some egg whites into a meringue with ground almonds, put that on and bake it.
Somewhere in Minnesota, Garrison Keillor is singing Bebop-a-Rebop Rhubarb Pie.
right now.
But you know, I grew up on Long Island in New York, and I used to find wild rhubarb, and we'd take it home, and we'd make stuff out of
it. You know, it's so – what I love about this cake is that it's not too sweet. And usually rhubarb is so sour and tart that most recipes just have a ton and a half of sugar. And this does not. It really lets that sour, very unique flavor of the rhubarb shine through. So I just love it. Of course, you know, on the East Coast, we're into fiddleheads and asparagus. The West Coast, there's all kinds of things going on. But we decided just to focus on these four regions. And
so let's hear from the South. If you live in the South, what are you eating in the summertime? What about California? You know, what are you eating in spring, rather? It's spring. So let us know at hereandnow.org.
Are we still in spring? I guess we technically are.
We're in winter here.
And it's a slow spring here.
All of these recipes are going to be at our website, hereandnow.org, as they always are. And you can crash the site now as you go and find them to make something delicious here in the spring or into the summer. Kathy, thank you so much as always.
Thank you. Happy spring.